let's talk to our friend Dana Holgorsen, his Houston Cougars, my Houston Cougars, America's Houston Cougars, taking on East Carolina coming up on Saturday. Coach, how was the off time? Thanks for the visit, as always.
You betcha. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late calling in. I got caught up on Twitter. There's some people tweeting about how they don't think you can handle this because you're only on like 3 hours of sleep or something like that.
Yes.
I got complete confidence in you. You're a pro at this.
Dana, let me tell you something of my struggles. I had a long-ass flight from back Minneapolis. Didn't get back till 5 o'clock in the morning. Give me the appropriate respect I so richly deserve, because I love your team, and I love that we're going to beat East Carolina on Saturday. How about that?
Well, there you go. That's the fiery Matt Thomas I know.
All right. Hey, tell us what the kids did during the off time, what you did. Were you able to go out and see some kids recruiting? What was it like, the football program, the last week and a half?
It was good. It's been a long break. It almost has like a bowl game feel to it, because it's been like 17 days or something like that since we've played last week. We had those two short weeks, and it was a bit of a grind, you know, getting to our sixth game. We put a lot into it. We finished successful and took some time off, and now we got to restart the engines again. So it's kind of got a little bit of a bowl game feel to it, although – obviously, we're only halfway where we need to be and got a lot of work ahead of us. But it was good. You know, a bye week is more about developmental practices and about recruiting than it is anything else. You try to balance that with your older guys that have took a lot of snaps to try to, you know, let them hit the reset button a little bit without them losing momentum, without them losing timing. Which, you know, we were down some lifts being on two short weeks in a row. So we got a lot of lifting in with the older guys, a lot of developmental stuff, a lot of self-scouting, and then just as much recruiting as we possibly can. So it went by quick. Back on game week this past Sunday. I've had a really good week of practice, and we're going to need every bit of it because we got a good East Carolina coming to town here tomorrow.
Yeah, this Pirate football team, they can score quite a few points, can they not?
They can, and they're stingy on defense, too. They're giving up some big plays with how they play. They got two really good corners, third-year guys that have been three-year starters that are NFL corners. And anytime you have NFL corners, it allows you to do a variety of stuff up front, you know. So they're a challenging team now. They've won three of their last four. You know, almost won at Central Florida, which we know is a hard place to play. So year three for their coach, and he's a winner. You know, I think won like 26 straight games at James Madison, a couple national championships, and doing the same thing at East Carolina. So, you know, it's gonna be a challenge, man. I mean, this is the biggest one yet, and you know, I think we're energized and rejuvenized and ready to get out there and give it our all.
You know, Dana, Clayton obviously probably used the time off well, too, to get off his feet. I know the hamstring's less than 100%, and it's been all year long. Because of that, this may be strange to you, but does that make him become a better pocket passer, or at least think about going off and running when maybe the body says, you know what, stay in that pocket for maybe an extra half second or so?
No, you're absolutely right. I've seen him grow a bunch here in the last, you know, 6 weeks since that Rice game. He's always relied on his feet. I mean, he's a really good athlete now, and the problem with it is he gets out and he thinks he can outrun like everybody in the world, and his legs just can't go that fast, and he did it twice, and he's tore his hamstring twice, you know. But he managed it well. He's learned a lot about staying in the pocket. He's learned a lot about where he needs to go with the ball and having answers with his – with run game checks, having answers with in the pass game. Our pass protection has improved, so it's allowed him to get to the second and third and fourth reads at times as well. But it's made him a better player. He's as confident as I've ever seen him. He's as healthy as I've seen him. He got a PRP shot in that hamstring, which usually puts you down for a couple of days. He was back out there practicing a few days later. He's a very motivated kid right now.
All right, before I let you run, I don't know how many coaches in America, much less yourself and your distinguished career, have handed the ball off to a freshman running back and gotten as much production as Alton McCaskill. Tell me about his development from getting on campus to now being a guy that you can rely on to carry some big yards for you.
He doesn't act like a freshman. He doesn't He doesn't play like a freshman. You know, his family, his mother, they're originally from Wichita, and so they moved down here. Really, she told me moved him down here to do one thing and one thing only, to play Texas high school football. You know, so being at the high school level in Texas, you learn a lot. So he came in game ready, just because of the outstanding coaching that he got here in the city of Houston as a high school player, and he's physically just able to do things right. I've said we're going to be able to do as much with him as he can handle. I just didn't know what that was. The more we do with him, the more I think he can handle about anything that we put out. He's a true freshman now. East Carolina's got two redshirt freshmen. One of which is averaging about 9 yards a carry. He's got 640 yards and is really good. And the other one was the American Conference Freshman of the Year, the Harris kid. So you're looking at three freshman running backs on that field on Saturday that are the top three backs on the field. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Well, the schedule worked out well for the Rockets for me and the Astros. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back in action. Thanks for the time, as always. Congratulations on the big winning streak you got going, and hope it continues on Saturday.
Should be a great game on Saturday, 3 o'clock homecoming. See y'all there.